Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the key. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the key.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra, bless the Lord. The
great God. And all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands, God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Everybody. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. I'll reach where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that everyone will be able to participate in today. Knowing your heart, you'll be able to come on and share your views today. In the Word of God. Would you hold, please? Hello? Today, before we start, oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, what you're going to do for your people, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that they will learn about the heart that's beating on the inside of them, dear Heavenly Father, to realize what they may have in the heart that they have not taken out, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise for it today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Today, we're going to use some examples, but we coming from Scripture. I'll be coming from Scripture all the way. We're going to be talking about you and your heart today. You know, before we go into it, our showtime on Wednesdays is 10 o'clock my time, which is Central. It may be 11 o'clock your time or later. But I notice sometimes it says 8 o'clock, but my time would be 10 o'clock Central time. So I hope all of you will able to come on Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk, even call in. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call a coworker, tell them Joy and Peace is now on the air. And if they would like to call in, feel free to call in. The guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. And today we're talking about you. And your heart. You know, you go to classes for CPR or first aid and things, but today we're going to go through a little procedures as we go into the in-depth of the Word of God. You know, sin has infected the heart of all Christians. Not some of them. Sin has infected the heart of all Christians, causing all kind of carnal conditions. Keep their heart with all diligence, the word say, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, we're going to start off with our example. Emergency, call blue. Start chest compressing. Get the intubator ready. Someone bad first. Begun an epic, 1 gram, push. No change. Continue. Compress. Listen for breathing. Time, 4 minutes. Let's shock him. 300 watts. Paddle ready. Everybody clear. Boom. Rhythm check for pulse. Still nothing. We're losing in him. Another epic. Increase watt to 360. Charging. I'm just showing you about the rate of your heart. When you're going into a heart attack or when you're not getting the air and the breath that God has given to you in your body. You know, it's hard to imagine that it could be you or me whose heart stopped like this one did today. You know, most of the time we're not even aware of the first size muscle within our breast that dutiful beats more than 100,000 times a day. Nor are we conscious of its power contracting that propels oxygen and nutrition through more than 60,000 miles of arteries, veins, and your collagen. Yet when it hurt, we're in serious trouble. When it fails, we die. And though 1,000 are dying every day because of heart disease, even more, epidemic, however, is the problem of spiritual heart. You know, you can have a spiritual heart disease. You see, within each of us, God has implanted another heart. We are often not aware of who bears or in reality 1,000 references in Scripture. Proverbs alone push with it more than 65 times in all but 3 of its chapters. Like its physical counterpart, the intangible external organ is also susceptible to disease. Sin has infected the heart of all Christians, causing all kind of carnal, coronary condition. That's why Solomon warns, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the spring of life. You'll find that in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, in the 23rd verse. And as we doing this exercise, all clear, boom, boom, I'm getting a pulse, blood pressure, 80 over 50. Come on, baby, beat, beat, beat. He's going to make it. He's going to make it. I've got 100 over 60. He made it. Now just think about when you going through that procedure with someone and you able to say, I get a pulse. He's going to make it. I've got 100 over 60. He made it or she made it. You know, but will we spiritually speaking? Just how healthy is your heart? Has sin blocked the flow of your prayers? Is your faith easily winded? Are you experiencing a numbing sensation in your consciousness that make it difficult to discern between good and evil? You know, many of us have similar system. We are dangerously close to having a cardiac arrest. Instead of waiting until we need 360 watts of scorching reproof to revive our heart, why not stay healthy by practicing the type of preventive care. Solomon prescribing Proverbs. Interesting, huh? Then let us join him in the operation theater and conduct a thorough examination of the heart that laid bare in Proverbs. We are coming from Proverbs today. You know, I had to say, what do the heart mean? You know, biblically, the heart represents our whole inner being. This is how the word is used in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. The Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. You know, in Proverbs, the Hebrew word predominantly, you know, used for heart is lip. It is not only included the motive, feeling, affection, and desire, but also the will, the aim, the principle, the thought, and the intellect. You know, as I was reading that in the Word of God, the heart is the center of the inner life of man and the source or seat of all the forces and function of soul and spirit. You know, the heart is supremely the one center in man to which God turns, in which his life is rooted. Heart on the mount. You know, the heart is supremely the one center in man to which God turns, in which the religious life is rooted, which determines moral conduct. So today we're going to be coming from Proverbs 2:2-3-31-11. We're going to talk about that heart that's on the inside of you today. You know, Solomon repeatedly mentioned the heart, and in doing so, provided us with a detailed picture of its inner working. Let's look now at the wide variety of heart specialists and specimens that the Word of God has on display in Proverbs. You know, I know you probably didn't know, because if you did, when I go to telling you about these different things of the heart, you would be a different person. There are various kinds of hearts. Let me start off with, and on my tag, I'm using scheming plus hearts, cunning plus hearts, righteous hearts, hurting hearts, and pure heart. But before we get to those, let's get to a scheming heart. You're going to find that in Proverbs, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. And the Word of God says, an heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief. My, a wicked imaginating beast that runs swiftly to mischief. That's a scheming heart, y'all. You got a cunning, sinuous heart. You'll find that in 7, the 9th verse through the 10th, in Proverbs. You'll find a wise heart in 10 and 8. And I'm going to read a few of them to you. 10 and 8 says, the wise in heart will receive commandments, but a parting fool shall fall. My. Then we come down to a deceptive heart that you'll find in the 12th chapter of Proverbs in the 20th verse. And it says, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counseling of peace is joy. We're breaking down this heart for you today. And when you turn over to Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 13th verse, it's telling you about a hurting heart. A lot of you out there today having a hurting heart. Even in laughter, you know, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. That's hurting. Some of you going through hurt today. Then we come to the same chapter, 14th chapter, and the 30th verse. We're talking about a tranquil heart. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bone. My. Then we get to the righteous heart. You'll find that in Proverbs, the 15th chapter, and the 28th verse. It says, the heart of the righteous study to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poured out evil things. That's a righteous heart. And we're going to talk about a glad heart. You'll find that in 15 and 30. They say the light of the eyes rejoice the heart, and a good report make the bone fat. My. Then we're going to go over to Proverbs, the 18th chapter. I'm trying to let you know about the various kinds of heart that people have, that they have the heart that God gave them. But when you start thinking about the sin that they have inflicted upon that heart. Here we turn to 18 and 12, and the word of God says, not me, but the word says, let a bare robber of her whip meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. My. A heart of rage. On the 19th chapter and the 3rd verse, it says, and the foolish of man perverted his way, and his heart fretted against the Lord. That's a heart of rage. You know, you've seen some people just in a rage. Now, here we come to a pure heart. You'll find that in Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 11th verse. It says, he that loveth pureness of the heart, but the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. And then we come to chapter 23 of Proverbs, and we're going to tell you about the envious heart in 23 and 17. And the word of God say, bow down thy ear and hear the words with the S on it, of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. Not our knowledge, but unto God knowledge. You know, what it is that determines the kind of heart we have? I'm glad you asked. First of all, our thoughts. For as he thinketh within himself, so is he. We are what we think about. Someone once illustrated this beautiful saying. Sow a thought, reap an act. Sow an act, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap your character. Sow your character, reap your destiny. You know, it all begins with the seed thought we allow to flourish in our mind. You know, we can have so many things that will be in our mind that we'll start believing some things that we're thinking that's nowhere near what God have told you, given to you. You know, a second major influence that molds the heart is our speech. You know, we can say in and everything out of that mouth. The mouth will say anything. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue does more than just reveal what's in our heart. It sparks other thoughts and consumes the thought of others around us. You know, in James, he wrote, behold, how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue You know that little red membrane in your mouth that always waggling, not saying good things all the time? You got to watch that. It sets on fire the course of our life. You'll find that in James 3, 5 through 6. You know, thirdly, our hearts are shaped by how we spend our money. Yes, I said money. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You'll find that in Luke 12, 34. I'm just telling you what's in the Word of God. What received the greatest investment of your time and money? Is it your car, your boat, your home, your hobby, your house? Just examine your checkbook. Read the expenditure that's in your checkbook like there was direction on a map, and you're likely to find where your treasure is buried. You know, as I read through that in Proverbs, I thought on that. Proverbs also revealed that the heart initials certain benefits, a bent of mindset. Let's move, the stethoscope of your attention around to four different passages and listen carefully for the specific action in each and every one of you that's listening today. First, you said, how I have hated instruction, and my heart sprung reproof, and I have not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ears to my instruction. You got to watch your ears. The rebellion that comes up. Agonizing reproach. Humbly receive or prayerfully reject, which respond characterize your heart. Second, bent on sensuality. First, the commandment is a lamp, and a teaching is light. And reproof for discipline of the way of life. To keep you from the evil person, from the smothering tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty, his beauty, in your heart. Now therefore, my sons and daughters, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her way or his way. Notice, the lust sprang from a heart desire. And for various reasons, the heart of some individuals pump nothing but the luring and immoral into their imagination. To cleanse the flow of our inner thought, we must follow Solomon. Advice. For example, be selected about what we allow our ears, our eyes to bring into our heart. Meditate on and obey wisdom, teaching, and don't resuscitate the sensual heart by dwelling on impure thoughts. We can get impure thoughts and just dwell on them. Cast that out. Third, anxiety and gloom. Anxiety in the heart of a man or woman weighs it down. The spirit of a man or woman can endure their sickness, but a broken spirit, he can be. Anxiety anchors our spirit in a dark, gloomy uncertainty and fear. Everything seemed negative. Our laughter may take on a hollow ring. Even in laughter, the heart may be in pain. How many of you all today that's listening to this program that have been in pain, been hurt, but you laugh out loud, you put a smile on your face, and they say, oh, you're always happy, you always have a smile on your face. Sometimes you're smiling to keep from crying. You got a smile, a laughter, you're bringing up to make your own self feel better no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through. You are covering up that heart, that problem, that pain that you're going through, that hurt. You know, only the heart unfrettled with anxiety can experience the light of joy and peace. You know, a tranquility heart is life to the body. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face. But when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. You know, all the days of the afflictions are bad. But a cheerful heart has a continuous beat. When you got a cheerful heart, you got that joy. You got that peace. No matter what come up, you know God is in charge. You give it to God and you can go on. You say, God, I know you got this. I thank you for it, Lord. You said you wouldn't put on us no more than we can bear. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that I'm able to go on in spite of sickness in the family, death in the family. You give me that inner strength where I can minister to them. But if you are broke down from the flow up, in your heart, in your spirit, how you going to pray and lift somebody else up when you need to be lifted up? But if you're lifted up, if you're praying, if you're getting breakthroughs, you can tell others how they can get a breakthrough in their life, how they can come up out of their sin that had infected their heart of Christians. And I give you a whole list of them today. Scheming heart, cunning heart, a wise heart, a deceptive heart, a hurting heart, a tranquilizing heart, a righteous heart, a glad heart, a haughty heart, a heart of rage, a pure heart, and an envious heart. You can tell when you're around people how their heart is really not just beating, but how they feel about you as an individual. Because it's going to come out. It's going to show. My. You know, fourthly, indiscrimination and sharing. You know, a fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. You know, in revealing all of his heart. You know, comparing this to, I went to Judge. The 16th chapter where Samuel told Delilah all that was in his heart concerning the secret of his strength. Now, I know you all have read that story over and over, how she kept badgering him, how she kept going to him to see what gave them his strength. Till finally, she was able to break through. It was through that heart. The secret of his strength. You know, fools speak without thinking, and that careless babbling in their undoing. But the wise, however, restrain words for their appropriate timing. They know when to cease talking and when to be transparent. You have seen people like that. They can be saying something to it, and all of a sudden they just cut it off that sentence. And you say, well, go on. You say, oh, no, it's time for me to leave that particular thing alone. That means you are wise. You're restraining for words for the appropriate timing. Now it's not the time. They know when to cease talking and when to be transparent. You know, Solomon wrote in the Word, is a word spoken in right circumstances. You know, God gives us practical instruction for the heart. Yes, he does. You know, today, more than ever, people are concerned with eating right, exercising, to maintain their healthy heart. You picking up a newspaper, you see it online, you see it on the bulletin board at churches, you see it at your job, at your school, you see it in the airport. Just about everywhere you're going now, they're telling you to check your health. Watch your heart. Don't eat fried food. Don't eat this. Don't do that. Take exercise. Do this. You know, we spend billions in a quest for fitness, all the while virtually ignoring the eternal heart. Just think about it. All the things you do and forget about the spiritual heart that beats within the invisible realm of our spirit. Is it any wonder then why so many suffer from a weakened spiritual heart condition? A lot of people didn't know they had that today, but I thought I would bring that to your attention today. A weakened spiritual heart condition that make it nearly impossible to fight the good fight, finish the course, or keep the faith. You'll find that in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse. We're talking today about you and your heart. Not just the food you're eating, not just the exercise equipment you on, not just that new latest fad diet that you trying, but really tell you about that spiritual heart that's on the inside of you today. You know, as I think about physicians, as they talk about our heart, you know, Solomon has already made one important recommendation that we note at the beginning. As I started off today, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the spring of life. Let's see what practical insight we can draw from these words to guide us in our pursuit of spiritual health. Notice, first of all, that the verse opens with a command, not a wish, not a suggestion, but a direct order. Second, the reason we are ordered to guard our heart carefully is explained in the latter half of what I'm going to tell you in a very few minutes. You know, for flowing from the spring of life. Third, this commandment is given top priority with all diligence. You know, we are to focus everything at our disposal to accomplish that objective. And fourth, we are told that the outcome of our entire life depends on how well we obey the orders that God, that do we obey the orders that God give us? Or are you obeying the orders that the physician give you on your diet, your eating, your exercise? We're talking about the heart today, you and your heart, the spiritual heart that's on the inside of you. You know, the heart is where the Holy Spirit communicates truth. So guard that you are today. The spring of life flows from within the holy grounds of the heart, meeting God's direction and conviction. Nothing more sacred belongs to you than this vital organ in your body. Keep watch over it well. This is your life. When your heart stops, everything stops. When your heart skip a beat, just think about it. When the oxygen is cut off, when your air is cut off, ha ha, tell me, what will you do? What will you say then? When you think about today, that spiritual heart on the beat. If we have anyone that came in would like to say something on the line today, just punch one on your keypad and I will surely bring you in. I thank every person today that have tuned into this program today. And we're talking about the heart. You know, just think about it. When was the last time you had your inner heart checked? Perhaps you're about due for a spiritual stress test. You know how they give you the stress test once a year to measure its overall health to see how you're doing. To do this, we're providing you with several cardiograms to chart your heartbeat under various conditions. I had even had a call from a doctor say, we haven't seen you this year. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm doing that. Well, we can take you off as a patient. Well, no, you can leave me on there for insurance purposes in case I would need you. But God let me know he working on the heart, not only the heart that's in this body beating every day, but he working on me spiritually. He working on that spiritually heart. He want to know if I done took all the junk out of his heart. Have I repented and give up on stuff that I shouldn't, that's been harboring in my heart? Unforgiveness. Is it any hardness in your heart? Is it any evil in that heart? Is it any deception in that heart? My. Is it any haughty in that heart? Is it any envy in that heart? Because you know you can be envy in that heart about somebody and something that they have, that if you just give God the praise, he'll give it to you if you need that. You don't have to be envious of nobody. You know, my first graph I was doing this morning, is to help see how it works. You know, this morning when I came on with telling you on how I was going to bring the program today on you and your heart. Because the first thing people think about when you're talking about the heart, oh, she done had a heart attack, or she got this with her heart. I came on emergency, cotton blue. Start chest compressing. Boom, 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 boom. Get the intubator ready. Someone bagging him or her. And they say, your little lines going across and say, they'd say, try to epic, hit it, you know. No change. Continue. Compassion. Woo, she compress. You know, listen. You put your ear down there. Listen for breathing. You know those that you all, just like myself, been through training to do CPR. You know how it works. You know, are you listening? Then you say, you know, you keep going. Boom, 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 you know. I'm just making a little noise, not just telling you how it go. And then you say, 4 minutes. 4 minutes, 4 minutes, you know. Let's shock him with a 300. Why? Then they don't do anything. Say, paddle ready. Then everybody clear. Then you saw, he said, whoop. Rhythm check for pulse. You don't get a pulse. Still nothing. We're losing him or her. We're losing him. Do you do another epic? Woo. And you say, increase the watch to 360. Then you say, you listen, you say, charging. Then all of a sudden, you say, all clear, boop, like that. I'm just using that for the example today. I'm getting a pulse, you holding the arm. I'm getting a pulse. Blood pressure. Let's check the blood pressure. It's 80 over 50. Come on, baby. That's what you say. Come on, man. Come on, girl. Come on. Beep. Then all of a sudden you see that machine say, doop, 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 doop. He's going to make it. We have somebody that would like to come on this morning. Praise the Lord. Caller, you are not on the air.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're enjoying the heart teaching this morning. This is Prophetess Denise Ruffin. Praise the Lord, Overseer. Sadie Elliott, we thank the Lord for what God has given you this morning. We thank the Lord that you're talking about the heart condition. The heart condition and the spiritual condition of the heart. As you begin to sound out what happens when the physical heart fails. We know that the physical heart is the center of how the blood pumps and how the body operates. If that heart is not in good condition, all sorts of things start shutting down in the body. As it is in the carnal and the physical body, so it is in the spirit. So my question this morning is, do we need a heart, a spiritual heart regulator? Do we need to, what kind of condition is our spiritual heart in this morning? Have we did our spiritual heart check this morning? Do we know what condition our spiritual heart is in? Do we know if the blood is pumping like it should and the rate that it should? Do we know if our spiritual heart is able to stand the test of time? Do we know if our heart is able to stand the stress? I'm talking about the spiritual heart now. Do we know if our spiritual heart is able to stand up under the weight when the enemy comes in like a flood, when he goes to and fro trying to see who he can devour? Are we ready to be able to stand? And the spiritual heart is ready to stand and say, oh, no, devil, the devil is a lie. Are we ready this morning spiritual heart check? That's what I heard you say. You didn't say it, but I heard you say it in the spirit. What kind of condition is your spiritual heart in when it's time to prepare for war and a time of peace? Is your heart ready to receive your marching order? Do you have the authority and dominion to tell the devil to go back to the pits of hell where he came from? Or are you just talking about your spiritual condition and say, oh, my blood ain't running too good. Oh, I need to go to the doctor. I need to do this. And are you going to take control of the situation and put a demand on the word of God? What type of condition is your spiritual heart in? Have you did a self-examination? You know, as women of God, we have to have these examinations of our bodies every year, okay? But what I'm talking about is a spiritual examination this morning. Have we done a spiritual examination of our heart according to the word of God? Praise God this morning for you, Overseer Sadie Elliott. We thank the Lord for how he's using you on this radio station. We give God the glory. We give God the praise for what he's doing in your life. Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for coming on sharing. Thank you. You know, that's what we're talking about, the heart today. What condition is your heart? Have you sit down and took stock of yourself to see really how your heart is, the spiritual part of your heart? Not just the mechanism of knowing your blood pressure low, your cholesterol low, really knowing the spiritual of your heart. You know, in Proverbs, the pulse with the heat of many different kinds of hearts. You know, to conduct a more in-depth study of this, you know, look up in your Bible, in your Concord, reference to heart, and it give you a whole lot. Also, you know, I just thank God for this broadcast today because you come in contact with people every day with good attitude, bad attitude, and you say, did that really come from their mouth, their thought? Is that what's in their heart? You know, and I was thinking of some examples, you know, on in an area that indicate how strong or weak our spiritual pulse is under each of the little things I had wrote down here was like your spiritual. And a lot of people like to bring up money. Okay, finances. In your spiritual heart, how is your finances? Do you give generously? Do you give regularly? Do you save wisely? Do you live within your means? Do you contend with what you have? We're talking about that spiritual heart today. Your home. I'm just giving you some examples. Do you put others first? Are you patient with your spouse? Do you pray regular? We're telling the spiritual heart today now. Do you model Christ? Do you have family devotion? We're going down to your work. Are you honest at work with that spiritual heart? Do you have a good attitude? Are you a servant to others? Do you respect authority? Work is above standard. Initiate ideas. We're talking about the spiritual heart today. We're going to go down to your friends now. Are you loyal to the friends? Are you truthful? Do you give comfort in conflict? Or are you so tore up on the flow up you can't even give a comforting word? Are you a forgiving friend? Are you open? Are you encouraging? Now, we're talking about a spiritual heart today. I done talked about all the sin of the heart. Now, I'm talking about spiritual things to see if you fit some of these categories. Here come your enemies. Are you kind to your enemies? A spiritual heart. Do you pray for them? That's a spiritual heart. Do you refuse to gossip? That's a spiritual heart. Are you ready to forgive? Now we come to the most important one, which is God. Do you do Bible study or go to Bible study? Do you pray? Do you worship? Do you do good Samaritan deeds? Now just think about the heart we done talked about today, that spiritual heart, that sin that had infected the heart. I give you all kind of things from Proverbs that you could go to, and you can check that yourself. I hope others will listen to this broadcast later. Area code 678, would you like to say something else? We give God the praise today because he is worthy. But sin has infected the heart of all Christians, causing all kind of carnality condition that keep their heart from all diligence. You know, even through the election going on, it was so many hard-hearted people out there trying to hurt other people with their mouth. Be careful. God's sitting high and he looking low. So today this broadcast was talking about you and your heart. I examined myself before I brought this message to you all. So this message is to help everyone to check themselves before they wreck themselves. And this is a good day to check yourself before you wreck yourself. I thank everybody that came on and listened, those that came on and brought something to the table about your heart, the spiritual heart. We thank Area Code 678 very much for coming on. And we give God the praise today because he is worthy. So today, check your heart. Check to see if you got a scheming heart or a cunning heart. Or do you have a righteous heart? Do you have a pure heart? Or do you have a hurting heart? I hope something was said today that would help someone along their Christian journey as they go about that daily task today. No matter where you may be or what may come up in your life, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check yourself before somebody else check you. You can go to God and get your check. You can take your report card to God, and he'll let you know what you're doing wrong and what you're doing right. So today, I want to thank each and every person for tuning in. I want to thank area code 770-409-713-678 and many, many more for coming on the line today or just tuning in at your desk, at your place of employment, in your home, on your bicycle ride. Thank you so much for listening in today. I hope something was said today that would draw you closer to God and would let you know, let me check my heart, not just for the food I'm eating, not just for the fitness of the exercise, but let me check and see if it's something still in my heart that I got against my sister or my brother. If it's envy or jealous that I got in my heart, Lord, take it out, because I don't want nothing, I mean nothing, to separate me from God. So today, you all have a blessed, a wonderful, exciting day. And just remember my first example and my last example on emergency, code blue with that heart, the physical, but think of the spiritual. In the blessed name of Jesus, we say bye-bye. Talk with you next week. Hopefully to have a brand new program next week with more guests that will come on. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God.